Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan, and this is officially now the Tiffany Show.
Tiffany Show!
Woo!
She dared us to say that, so there we go.
Yes, and there is Tiffany. That was
yes.
Tiffany.
Yes, where's Tiffany?
Yeah, we're waiting.
Oh, I'm right here. Hello. Thank you for joining my show.
Oh my goodness. I hope everybody, I hope you're still there.
Up.
Please come on in. Come on in. We have been gone, I know, for a long time. We were a long ways away and we're back. We are back. and we're kicking now. It took us a while to get back. And I think Tracy's even still, I'm still tiny bit. I'm still working on, and Tracy's still working on some stuff. So, you know, it takes a while. Those, you know, when you go around the world,
I'm going to tell you about what spirit told me all of this was for me.
Okay.
And it was interesting because, you know, for those of you that didn't know, we all went to Thailand for the QHHT retreat. What an amazing trip. Just always life-changing. And, you know, if you go on Facebook, on any of our social media pages, there's pictures if you want to see them. It's just gorgeous. But when we came home, everybody kind of, you know, not everybody, but a lot of us kind of got slammed with head colds and stuffiness and then aches and pains and fevers and flu symptoms and that, that, that. It's like, it was like, they were like, oh, you had a day of reprieve, baton, and the next thing would happen. And so I was sitting with that and asking, you know, what's going on with this? And really, we were creating a 5D atmosphere in Phuket. You know, and we did the same thing in Ibiza and in Hawaii and all the things. And this time my re-entry into 3D was a little harsher, but it was because I was ready to clear some of my 3D stuff. And my dog apparently is going to come in and clear some things too. So when you see the little tail in the background, but anyways, it was, you know, I was, we were saying this is like a purge, and it really, I think it really was. It was a purge for a lot of things that, as I re-entered into home life and, you know, my 3D world, it was time to let some things go and, you know, make some changes or whatever it is. And I think that was showing up physically for me. So that's my version of it.
Yeah, I think I heard some others got things like that, similar to that, and that it was like, it was kind of, I don't want to use the shaking up thing because that did happen in there, but it was like, there was just a lot of stuff that had to kind of get sorted. And it's like, okay, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do with it? And just, yeah, purging, reassessing, a lot of kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It kind of, we had vote day, which kind of shook things up for us and really, really did impact a lot of people. And definitely just emotional stuff going on. Yes, even while we were there, we were all experiencing a lot of emotion because, you know, we're in this group of loving beings that are very supportive and loving, and some of our stuff was surfacing through that. And so that's what's beautiful about these trips. So you guys were, I'm saying that in like a way of, if you feel like you're missing something in your life, this could be a great thing to go to and find that missing link. It fills some voids, and you know, there's a lot of healing in these trips. So.
Absolutely. So much healing. And as I was saying, that was such a spiritual place anyway. We really choose our places carefully. I mean, we're wanting these spiritual places or places that are unique or kind of bucket list places, you know, but we're always, if it doesn't fully have that spiritual vibe, then we know that we're going to create it. And so then our group is going to be bringing this high energy and this high vibe. So that's always there. It's like, it doesn't matter where we go, we're going to have that. And then when we can add that beautiful, I mean, Thailand was just, oh my goodness, it was that, and especially that place where we were was so amazing.
Yeah, that was a beautiful resort to be at. We had the sea right at our access, you know, beautiful swimming area that we, We might have had some fun in one night, yeah. Singing like little songbirds under the little bridges. Yeah. We made some great memories there. I think that was a lot of fun. You know, when the I love social media for, you know, the anniversary date things, and they pull up our where were you last year? And it's just so fun because
Oh,
a year ago we were in Hawaii, you know,
that's right. Yeah.
and those memories were coming up, and it was kind of getting like I was getting both. I was like, whoa, this is weird because it seems like that was yesterday, but then that was yesterday.
That
So it's a lot of it's really a beautiful thing, and it doesn't even matter where the location is really. It's about the people and everyone coming together and just sharing that experience. And you guys are doing a phenomenal job of creating an experience for everyone while we're there. I mean, the stuff that you and Jenny and Summer and Kyan and all the others that are helping to put this all together, it's amazing. You guys, it's amazing. So
Well, thank you. Jenny and Summer get all the kudos for that. I mean, Kaya, I mean, I'm in there too, but they all come up with the ideas, you know. I think Kaya is really the he's wanting to create a certain he's that idea person, you know, and then the others are filling in all the stuff. Okay, we want it to be like this. I mean, it's really fun to watch this creative process.
yeah.
And then they get it all
It's
together, you
really fun to
know.
experience their creative process. Because it's mind-blowing. It's like you really do feel like you're on that trip of a lifetime or something that you would see in a movie or a postcard or you know like we're living the flyer for this, you know, this event. It's like, yeah.
That's
It's
true.
amazing.
I know, well, really, you know, because that the video just came out, the after movie for it, and there was some scenes in there, like at the elephant sanctuary, and then at the water, you know, jumping off the boats and stuff. And that looks like some footage that I had seen before when we were looking into these things. And it was like, those were the flyers. Yeah, we were actually
Yeah,
there
and those are our
looking.
people. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
You guys could make a great advertisement for come to Phuket.
Really?
Well, should we find out where everybody's from?
Yes. Tell us where you're
Is
from.
everybody putting it in there?
Share your energy. Yes,
Yeah,
your
we want to
energetic,
feel your energy.
your goodness. See, that was another world. You're on the grid. You're showing your energy on the grid. I'm like going, what are we doing here? I don't know
Julia back. Come back. We had a false start already once, you guys, that got deleted, and it was fun to watch Julia jump into the false start. It was good. So
Yep.
all right, so shall we bring Tiffany in to read off the
Yeah,
Tiffany
that'd be
show?
wonderful. Hello, Tiffany.
Who's here
The
watching us,
Tiffany
Tiffany?
Show.
The Tiffany Show. Thank you for allowing me to be here today. We have Connecticut, Colorado, Knoxville, Kansas, Washington, another Kansas, Ireland, Florida, New Hampshire, Canada, another Florida, Saudi Arabia,
Oh my goodness.
Australia, Cincinnati. Let's see,
Very cool.
California, another Australia, Ohio, Miami Beach, Iowa,
Wow.
Tennessee, Missouri, Oklahoma, Connecticut, Atlanta, Texas, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, another Australia, another Canada, Netherlands, it's a new
Ooh,
one,
all right.
Illinois, Idaho, Ohio, California, Australia, goodness, Australia, hello. Another Texas, Ireland, another
So fun. So fun.
Wisconsin, California, England.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot
Huge.
popping in now. Arizona.
I'm over here watching them go, and I'm just like, wow, we got like Philippines
New
and
Zealand, New
oh.
York, Pennsylvania, Idaho,
We do have a
Michigan, New
lot of
Mexico,
Australia in the house. Hey, everybody.
Philippines. Yes. Our
We
audience.
got to meet a lot of the Aussies, and yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much for being here, and thank you for sharing your energy, and that's lighting up your part on the grid. That is huge. That is huge. But can you see? I mean, like I said, it's astounding to me, that you're all over the place, and it shows you. See, you're never alone. None of us are alone in this. We're all over the world.
Absolutely. And that was, again, another fun part of getting together is everybody came from all over the world, even though it was incredibly long flights for quite a few people. We had people from all over the world. It was wonderful. Now, you guys, if you have a question, you would like Tiffany to read us this question. Put Tiffany in capital letters when you make your question, so that she knows that that's a question and not just you sharing a comment with others in the chat. Okay, so capital letters, Tiffany, and then write your question. And that way she knows it'll draw her attention because you're using her name.
And yes, the names are important. Ooh. And what do they need to do to make sure that she can see their questions and
Yes, if you are watching this on social media, Facebook, please make sure you open it up, not just commenting on, like if it's
page.
showing up in your feed and you're commenting below it, click it so it opens up. That gives you a better chance that it's getting into our feed. And hello, Canada lovelies, Armin. Sorry, going on. And if you're on YouTube, hopefully you're on my YouTube because I compete with Julia over who gets more YouTube viewers. So at the end of the day, we go and look at our numbers, and it would be really, really nice to have a win. Come on, guys, come on over to my YouTube. Anyways, you could just comment in the live feed on the YouTube. So everybody's comments should be getting through. Lovely. All right.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
So fun.
So let's talk a little bit while they're all getting their questions formulated. You're doing this again in Sedona.
In Sedona in May, yeah, over the Memorial Day weekend. So be May 23rd to 27th at the Hilton Sedona
Bell Rock.
Bell Rock.
Bell Rock. Yeah.
There's probably a lot more to the name, but that's it. It's the Hilton at Bell Rock.
Yes.
Anyway, go to qhhtofficial.com and you'll see the information on it. You can see where you can buy tickets and if you want to do that. That is, I mean, that one's gonna be so cool. So have you been to Sedona? You've been to, yeah, we were there. We were all there. Like, oh, we were
This
all
girl
there.
needs some caffeine. Somebody, quick, pronto.
No,
Oh.
something.
Have you been to
Anyway.
Sedona? Yeah, with you.
Exactly. Like a year ago,
Maybe a couple of
anyway,
times even.
exactly. Anyway, the energy is so amazing. So here's another one. See, it's a powerful vortex place anyway, and then we all come in with our energies, and just like our group, we were told we do sessions, of course, practitioners get together, they do sessions. So, and we did some, and they made a comment in the first time that we did this, that because we were asking if the place that we were at was a vortex, and they said, wherever you are, you create a vortex.
Yeah,
And
you're the
so,
vortex.
okay, so we're gonna have, I mean, Sedona has vortexes all over the place, and in fact, it probably is one giant vortex. You can feel the energy the whole
Oh,
time
yeah.
you're there, and then you have all of us there.
And it's already an extraordinary group of people, from what I understand. There's already an extraordinary amount of people coming, which really shows you how this energy is starting to ripple out.
Right,
And
exactly.
yeah. So come join
Cool.
this. This is going to be powerful. I mean, we've had exciting things happen on each of these trips where, it's very powerful stuff. And for a bonus, if you come, Tiffany will be there and she will personally hug you.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Wow.
If that
Tracy, you know
isn't
what? You're
exclusive, I
not
don't know what
wrong.
is.
Yeah, I'm
What
not
is
wrong. She'll do it. She'll do
I didn't hear what I didn't hear what you said, Tiff.
She said, I'm not wrong. She'll
You're
do
not
it.
wrong. Oh, okay.
Absolutely. It's amazing to have both Julia and Tiffany on these trips.
Oh.
the beautiful extensions of Dolores. So,
well, we
what
have
color is
some.
my nose right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Color am I? Yeah. All right. Are we ready for some questions?
We're ready. Do we have any questions? Or we can talk about other things if you want.
Good. Yeah, we.
We have a couple.
Know,
would you
but
like to start there or you guys want to continue? Let me know.
Well, why don't you, would you have something, and then maybe that'll spark something else too. We'll just see kind of where we're going. Well, that's how
Okay.
we do. That's how we roll.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
So some questions are very specific to the individual, but I'm going to generalize them because I don't think that it's specific to one individual. As we've seen, a lot of these questions will go out towards multiple people.
Right.
So, Frank is asking, how do you know if you're a star seed?
Yeah. You know, this was fun when we went to where were Las Vegas, and we did it was the Stairway to the Stars conference. We were we had a QHHT panel, and then I did a talk on Soul Speak, and then I was also on a starseed panel. And I'm thinking, why on earth am I on a starseed panel? I don't understand this. And they were like, the person that was the host or the moderator, I don't know what you call that person,
the
that's
moderator. Yeah,
moderator. And she was like, I consider all of you star seeds, and that's why. And can you tell us whatever? And I said, I have never considered myself a star seed. I don't know what that is. And then as they're all describing kind of, or they're saying little things about what kind of constitutes or what, where that's coming from, I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe. But the biggest thing, I mean, the biggest thing that I took from it is that that I definitely have is you feel like you're here for a reason. You have a mission. It's that mission kind of feel that comes in. And I didn't have that right away. It was somewhere after working with mom for years, because I could feel at first it was, I knew, especially going to the classes and we're talking about karma and we're talking about the contracts and all that. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is very definitely a contract that we have, that we're working so closely together and we're doing this. And then somewhere, I want to say maybe 2012, 11, somewhere in there, it maybe even earlier, but definitely by there, it shifted and I started feeling this mission kind of thing. It's like, this is not a, it's more than a contract. It's more than agreement. It's a mission. I am here for, you know, whatever. And so, and that's what they were saying. It's like, that's one of the main things that kind of, is a distinguishing mark of that. There's a lot about you don't feel like you belong.
Yeah.
But see, I never felt like I didn't belong. That's why I'm like, I must be, you know, I don't think that's me, you know. But the mission part, yeah, I have to do that. And then there's several
others.
Consider
who your mom was too. Like, all of you were probably star seeds, and so you probably felt fine. You know, some people are born into families where they might be the only one that was the volunteer.
You know, that's right. That's true. And where this family was, it was, and I always just said, well, it was because we were military and it was open-minded and we were just open to all these things, but you're probably right. We were just, it was just the way it was, you know, that all complemented it. But, you know, we were into, mom was, we were just raised to believe in other things and the occult and the supernatural and the phenomenons and all these things. It was like, it was no big deal.
Yeah.
Where I never knew that that was a big deal to other people, that it was like, oh my gosh, we can't discuss that. Or this is, no, you can't. It was just how we lived. So I bet you're right.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like to live in a whole household of it.
I think so. And you know, some of the, so as we do the sessions, right, people are always asking, what is my purpose? What is my soul purpose and stuff? So this is something that comes up a lot. And you're right, like big ones, you feel like you have a purpose or a mission, and you want to know what that is. And there's got to be more to life than what's going on. And that feeling of being the outsider in the family, the odd man out, whatever that is, or even in school, or in groups of people at work, you just don't feel like you resonate with the groups. But if you look at the waves, like I resonate with being a first waver, kind of plowing that path where it's kind of the hippie era, the 70s, 60s, 70s, and now really 50s, 60s, 70s children, where they're coming in and this is the hippie era where everybody was like, buck the system and stir things up. And that was kind of the job, is to come in and really stir things up and seek the truth. And if someone's lying to you, you're probably coming out of your skin about it. Lying is just not a thing. Second waivers are kind of the next generation for, there's lots of age groups in these waves, but like my kids, at least two of my kids, I feel like are in that second wave, and they're really here to teach us how to love again. So they're highly sensitive, and there's a lot of highly sensitive. So most of the ones that are coming in are highly sensitive, right? So you're really highly sensitive empaths. So you're picking up on a lot of things. It might be hard to be in a crowd. You're picking up everything, even a grocery store. People want to come up and talk to you because they like your energy. And so you could be the shyest person in the world and somebody's still going to try and talk to you. And I've seen that with my kids, like my shyest son, my middle son, everybody would want to talk to that kid. And I'm like, the poor kid, he curls up, people just want to talk to him. And then the third waivers, they're kind of more the psychic, like they're coming in with some really, really powerful psychic gifts. So, if you're feeling any of those kind of things, and then again, there's still so much more. I send people to pages or to search like symptoms of the shift and stuff like that, because you might feel like you resonate with some of the things going on there, which would help you understand, I am here as a star seed. I am, I do feel like I'm in a pressure cooker, or that these things are happening, or the high sensitivities, all the things. And it helps to know, and it helps to get, these steps and how to help yourself protect against taking on everybody's stuff or all that. So being a star seed, one, you're listening to us right now. You're drawn to
Probably,
shows like this.
very much so.
If you found Dolores Cannon, if you found Dolores Cannon, you're a star seed. If you're drawn to it, if you found her and you're
Probably
reading the
most.
books, you're a star seed. Yeah.
Yeah, because what do you think? Yeah, attracted you to it.
Yeah. And it would be really beneficial to find out your sensitivity levels, and there's a lot of resources out there now on how to help you through that. So, yeah. Okay, I'm done. My speech is over.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
All right, Tim.
So we had a question off of that.
Okay.
Can you talk about the isolation part of the mission? Sorry, I just lost it. Please, and what purpose it serves, if any?
The isolation part of the mission?
I'm not sure I understand it.
I'm not understanding it either. I can clarify a little bit, then maybe we can give some information.
Yeah.
Okay, I will look for another one while they clarify.
I will jump in with while you're looking there. I know that there was a point where your mom said something about certain star seeds or light workers came in and didn't get married, didn't have kids, because they didn't want to create karma. I wonder if that's what they mean.
I can talk about that. She was referring to the second wave predominantly when she was talking about that. But that was, but it was actually all of them. That was when they first came in. They were like, okay, this is why we're here. So that could be the isolation. It was like, this is our mission. We come in, we do this job, we do what we're going to do, and then we get out. And so it could have been that that was the first thing is we're not going to associate, we're not going to do anything because then we get stuck. And that's we don't have kids, we don't do all these things because then we get sucked in, we get trapped, and but we just want to get in and get out. That was the intention. Then as they started coming in, especially the second wave, because the first wave paved the way, and so it was more comfortable for the second wave. It was easier for the second wave to come in. Then when they started realizing that with help, they need help. You know, the new ones coming in, the waves coming in, and so if they can have children, they would have these waves. You know, they can have the next one. Then these children are born within that energy and in households of star seeds. How about that? You know, and it's much easier because they understand you, and it all and you're able to flourish there. So that's what we started noticing was at first she was that's why she'll have in her books that was the intention. Don't get any connections, don't get any attachments, just get in and get out. And then they started acclimating. Here is what I feel like happened. And then I was getting the information. It's okay now. This is what they're doing. Waves are having waves, and it's perfectly okay. There's no karmic ties. None of that's happening because it's for a different reason. It's a mission again. It's just, we're helping the cause by bringing more waves in.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully that was what that all meant, but
It could be. Yeah, that might be it.
it still was good information to remind people that, yeah. Because I remember hearing that and going, oh, I have kids. Maybe I'm not a volunteer. And then your mom did clarify, unless you brought in more volunteers and more waves.
Exactly.
Like,
Yeah.
oh, my children.
Exactly.
So.
Something just came in. Okay, and something else, guys. You know, and this is why another reason I didn't go down the starseed route is because all these labels, we give everything labels, and then it's like, oh, there's this group, and then there's this group, and all these special people, and it's like, oh, you know, I'm special because I'm special, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, that's not what it's about. It's
No.
not about creating groups of special people to be whatever, you know, it's about raising the vibration and the energy of humanity to go with the planet, you know, and her ascension. We're all helping each other. And so it doesn't matter, you know, actually, when they were calling out groups, I felt like I resonated more with the grid creator, the grid, whatever, you know, something with the grids. I don't even know if that was, but it was like, I didn't resonate with the waves. I resonate with the grids. So it's like it's whatever you resonate with, but just look at you're here for a reason. You came in to do these things, but don't get so caught up and oh, you know, I think what happens we get caught up in I'm a star seed, so I want to explore out there. I want to stay out there and I want to be out there. No, you came here. You came here for a reason. You need to be here and you need to do what it is you came here to do. So be fully invested. Be present, completely be here. If you've only got one foot in or even a little toe in, and then the rest of you is going, ah, I want to know where home is, and I want to be out there, and I want to explore, and I want to do all this, and well, that's who I really am. Right now, you're having this experience,
Yeah, you're
and
missing the
this is what
point.
it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. And it really is special to be here. And I mean, it's spoiler alert, you've been it all. Your mom's even
Yes.
said that. You've been it all. You've
You've
been the
been
Pleiadians,
gone.
the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Lyrans, the Sirians. You've been it all. So you're connected to all of it. So when you're trying to find what starseed group am I connected to, all of them.
All of them. Exactly.
You're connected to all of them. And you know, you may be like I do the channeling with the Octurians. I'm connected right now to that, but I can connect to the other groups and the other collectives. So, but I just work with that one right now. So you're part of all of it and you can get to all of it. And what that does is make what you're doing here, I think, easier. You know, it's like you don't have to work so hard. You
Yeah,
know, it's
it's
like
just telling you have tons of resources to draw on.
resources. Yep. And as you get that, as you start to understand it, you start to understand that you are creating your reality. And that's the point. We want to create our realities to mirror that new earth to or whatever you want it to be. I personally want that Phuket, you know, energy. I want to be in that world.
That
And
was pretty
we're creating it, and then we're all going back to. So when we were in Phuket, remember I was talking about the ants, I kept having these little ants crawl on me when I was sitting on the beach, and I stopped and I asked the ant, "What is it? What's the message? Why do you guys?" Because no, there was other people there, nobody else was getting the ants, and I'm like, "Why do I get the bugs?" But anyways, I asked the ant, "What do you want me to know?" And they said, "You're like the colony. You're all coming together and you're gathering this energy, and then you're all going to go back out into your spaces, and you're going to bring the energy back with you." Which is, and
Very cool.
after I got that message, the ants quit crawling on me. It was
Okay,
really cool. And
you
but
got it. Leave you
yeah, you
alone.
got it. We can leave you alone now. And but I thought, what a neat message. Here we are, we're all coming together and we're creating this 5D bomb of energy, right? And then we're all going and bringing it back to wherever we live. And we were, we came from all over the world.
Everywhere, and you know that you. Everywhere everyone went, you know that wherever they went, those environments are changed now. I mean, to some degree, things have changed. It just is.
It just is. Timelines are shifting, and people are noticing their timelines shifting. You know, it's like, why is it that this was like this yesterday and now today it's like this? It's like your timeline shifted. You know, things are changing. Awareness is changing. Now, I noticed Tiffany unmuted a couple of times when we gave her an illusion of a pause. So she's ready to ask
Maybe
us
she has something.
anything.
Oh,
Oh, hi.
hello. Well, I think you guys answered a couple of questions. So, follow up with that was I felt isolated my whole life, like I don't belong on this planet. Is this because of being a star seed? So I feel like you guys
Yeah, we addressed that.
expressed that. Yeah. And then someone along the lines there also said there seems to be a big baby boom right now. So many I know are having babies. Have you heard if there's another wave? And you also discussed about, waves coming in all the time, but I don't know if you want to elaborate on that or.
Yeah, I haven't heard anymore. Mom wasn't any getting any indications either, and I don't know if you've gotten any more about further waves. I mean, she just saw this pattern coming, so she called them three waves, but it's really like I think just more of the just the new
It's
energy of
always,
everything.
yeah, it's perpetual. We're in a constant wave.
That third one just keeps, yeah, it's just like those, that's the newest wave. And so
I've heard the terminology of the children of the sun, which meant that they were coming from another dimension, and that they were very psychic and very like the gifted children. I mean, how many times have you turned on the social media and there's a 2-year-old playing a piano? Or a 3-year-old singing opera. It's like, what's happening? We're getting those kids. And here's what's exciting about that. If those kids are coming here, that's evidence that we are shifting the energy, because the energy will now support those psychic children.
Yes, good point. Great point. See, that was what all this other stuff was about. It was each one making it easier for the next one to come and seeing if more and more are coming, then that, oh, absolutely fantastic
It's
point.
our
It shows
evidence.
you this is a much, much different environment that
Yeah.
was created.
Yeah. And you better, if you went to look at these kids, you'd probably find that they have parents that are more open. Even if they're not in their awakened journey or whatever, they're probably still more in that vibration, in that frequency, and less in that construct of, the old constructs of religion and indoctrination and all of that. So, yeah. But yeah, there's definitely some super amazing kids coming into this planet. And yeah, that was the information that I received on that, was that it's because we've moved the energy and now they can come in. So,
That
okay.
makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And that, see, that's just a reminder. Just stay aware, and you will see evidence all the time of the shift, of the shifting everything. Just stay aware because it's there. Because some people say, I don't, is it ever going to happen? When's it going to happen? It's like you just look around, you will see evidence of it. And it's things like that. And I've said before, sometimes you have to go back 5, 10, 15 years and then look back forward, and it's like, okay, did things change? And that's when you can really see it. It's like,
Yeah.
what was it like then? And then, oh yeah, there was a big change here.
Well, yeah,
We
there's
just get
been a
used to
ginormous change in the last 5 years, and
Mm-hmm.
collective conscious change through through all of us going through COVID together, and then also just, I mean, there's just a large shift in the last 5 years. Yeah, I think that would be a great journey. Go look at yourself 5 years ago. I like that.
Yeah, did you change? Yeah. I bet you did. I know I have.
Oh, definitely.
I didn't mean to offend anyone. I hope I didn't. Sometimes I get off, when I do this, I hope I didn't, you know, I'm not making fun of anybody. I try to give examples. And so I hear a lot of this, and it's like, and that just, it goes in. It's like, stay here. Their big message to us is to be present. It's really important that we be present here. Don't worry about the rest of it. There's other parts of you dealing with that. They're all living it. They're doing it. It's not like you're missing anything. You're still catching it. It's just this part of you is meant to be here. You chose to be here. So be present, be fully in this moment, every moment.
Yeah. You're not saying not to explore their connections. Just don't live there.
Don't live there. Yeah. Don't escape there. Because sometimes
they want to
escape, you know, escape there. Be here.
You're all incredible beings, and you come from this beautiful, massive energy and soul, and you're going to want to look at that and explore that, but use it as a tool to be the creator in this reality, in your world and what you're experiencing. Perfect. All right. Shall we unleash the Kraken?
Yes.
Let's see. Is everyone here who appears to be playing a quote unquote bad guy role in this lifetime just playing that role? Or are there beings here at this time who really are lower vibrational beings?
My first thing that came in was I think they're playing roles. You ask for them to be in your life to play a role. And I know some of them play the roles really, really, really well. I'm going to say the vast majority are playing roles that we designed and we asked to help us. And as far as low vibration, I mean, everybody has their part that they're playing. I'm trying to scan real quick, you know, low vibration possibilities. And I think it's, again, you know, I guess there's possibilities of it, but it's, I still feel like everybody's playing roles.
I have a fun lecture I give people on this one.
Okay, wonderful. Let's hear it.
All dimensions exist. Mm-hmm. Quit trying to make them good or bad, right or wrong. Okay, you're going to have zero to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the keys on a piano, right? And they don't go vertical. Nothing's better than the other. Right. Yes, there's lower dimensions, sure. And those lower dimensions are just like we're surviving in a third dimension, and we're doing what we need to do to survive in a third dimension. Somebody in a higher dimension might be horrified by humanity because we eat meat or plants or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or we keep shoot things.
Yeah, the things that
we war. We hurt each other.
That we don't think twice about could be horrifying to another vibration or frequency.
Right.
So when you're looking at what you're calling the lower frequency, and they're doing what they need to do to survive. So let's say a third, a fourth dimensional or two dimensional, whatever being needs people to be in fear in order to survive. Wouldn't it make sense that that's what they're going to create because that's what they need to survive? Mm-hmm. So they're not doing anything against their nature, right? That's what they need to do. But it also serves us because here we are in this reality. And we're taking that and we're evolving from it. It's helping us to evolve. So it's playing a part for us. It's playing a part for them. We're learning how to move out of fear-based energy. We're learning how to love ourselves through adversity. We're learning how to take our shadows and embrace that part of ourselves. So it's here to teach us, but it's also just doing its natural thing, right? So if we could let go of things being right and wrong, good or bad, and just receive it as, okay, I'm having this experience. What can I do with that? How do I want to respond to that experience?
What am I learning from it?
What am I learning from it? And neutralize it. Don't create an evil entity out of it. It's just doing what it was here to do. It's in that energy. Everything is energy. So once that energy is resolved, then it can move on and repurpose itself into a different energy. Maybe it'll show up back in your life as something wonderful, like a winning lottery ticket or something. Who knows?
Yeah. So, okay. I like that.
That's my soapbox.
Yeah, that's nice.
I've heard this one before. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think when we can take ourselves out of the fear-based way of looking at things and anything, and we've all done it. I'm not saying, you know, that's part of the experience. I had that experience where I was afraid of those things.
Yeah.
And so I had that experience.
And then you have to embrace it. You have to work through it. And when you're on the other side, you're like, oh my gosh, that's what it was. And you see it for what it really is. And then it's,
And then it kind of neutralizes it, and then it can move on. When you change your frequency, when you're no longer a energetic match to it, it's not going to show up in your life anymore. So if I have fear, I'm going to create things to fear. And if I let go of that fear, now I no longer need that mirror.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
Left you hanging, huh?
Little late, but
sorry about that.
It showed up eventually, and that's what matters.
Well, it took me, was she high-fiving me, or was she high-fiving the group? What was
everybody, high five. So anyways, that's kind of my take on it. And I do want to remind everybody, because I know sometimes we talk about subjects that can trigger people, and maybe their belief systems are a little different than ours. Use your discernment.
Yep.
Julia and I are talking from our experiences and from our belief systems. We don't expect all of you to agree with that. Exactly. You know, you guys are asking us questions, and we're sharing from our experiences and from what we think is our truth. And that could change tomorrow, because we're open and fluid with it. But we don't expect any of you to just take everything we say to heart, and that's the gospel. We want you to use discernment. We want you to know, is this right for me? Does that feel right for me? Maybe you're not in the same page as we are, you know, as far as that goes. And that's okay. That is perfectly fine. And we get to have this experience, and you get to have that one, and we're all perfect.
It's all perfect.
Yeah. All right. Again with the Kraken. Are we ready?
Well said, Tracy.
Oh, thank you.
So going back to, we had a couple of questions on timeline shifting. You brought that up. So someone is asking, can you explain more about timeline shifting? Does that mean I change to a different timeline, but the people around me are on a different set of people that are on a different timeline, and they are essentially different from who I knew yesterday? That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's a deep question. And that's what the fun of the timeline questions. But we're shifting all the time. We're shifting dimensions and timelines constantly, and we aren't aware of it. Sometimes you might see little changes of things. Some things might disappear, or things look differently, or suddenly there's something that never was there before. That would make it evident that it's a timeline shift or it's a dimension shift. And how about right now we use those two interchangeably, because it's kind of the same thing, dimension shift and a timeline shift. We're moving, it's frequencies. We're moving among all these things. And so, but we're not the only ones. Those around us are doing things too. Yeah, they're all shifting and changing. So when we move to a different timeline or a different dimension, the ones that are around us, that's who's in that dimension. Now, they may be very similar, or they may be a little bit different, because we're doing this constantly, like to one level. You know, it's like we're just moving we're not making huge dramatic changes where it would be really obvious. I mean, that would be different. And if that happens, then it might be more of a different set of people, you know, might have a bigger change. But usually when there's smaller frequency jumps or timeline jumps, they're, you know, it's the same people. They just might act a little different. They might do things a little different. And that's why when we're shifting timelines, that's when you're manifesting, that's what you're going for. So I want you're focusing on the timeline that X happens, you know, where it's this outcome. Well, see, that's moving then in a different direction or along a different line where the people in your life maybe are acting differently. They're responding to things differently. You know, they're not, maybe not the ones against you. Now they're the ones for you. See, you have different things going on in different timelines and we're learning different things. So that could be that, you know, it's like, we're just shifting around, but it's all based on what we're thinking and what we're believing. That's what's moving us in our different directions. And we shift this constantly. That's why we're always moving up and down and around in these different timelines, because we're always, well, yes, I, you know, you feel it, you know, this about something, you know, this has been happening. I'll jump here. It's like something that's happened recently that has helped me to understand this manifesting stuff, you know, and how we, you know, it's like, okay, we think it, and we believe it, and we visualize it, and we know, you know, we see it as accomplished, and we can feel it and all that. But I'm telling you, something else changed, something else happened where I fully got it. And it was like, it's totally energy. Imagine that, it's energy. and it was like, like a piece of a puzzle. It's like you clunked in, and it was like this feeling, whatever you feel, whatever that's like when you have it, it was like, then I kept saying that carries, you carry that back. And there was something that happened where I actually could feel it. I knew maybe I was actually in it, you know, it was happening. And then I'm like, oh, I got to stay in that. And it was like, oh, I feel it. I feel myself. I feel different. I feel like this, you know, like this, whatever end goal. Hopefully this is making sense. Gradually it kind of shifted back. I was like, no, I want to hold on to that. I want to keep that, because that is where this is, this accomplishment is, this whatever, this end goal is. I could feel it. I was in alignment with it. I knew it. Every fiber of my being was there. And then with some time, it kind of pulled back and I'm having to imagine it again. I was like, I don't remember even what happened that got me where I was there, but that's, see, when you're doing that, that's when I was actually in that timeline when I was feeling that way. I really feel like it. And I shifted in there. So then I could feel it. I knew it. And then, so
then
I came
come back and do the work.
Back and forth. So
yeah.
What was that?
Then you'll come back and do the work that got you there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, what was it? Because I could feel it and it felt good. That
and then
was
you have deja vu when you get
it.
There.
Hmm?
Then you'll have deja vu when you get there.
I know. Be like, oh, this seems so familiar.
Right.
Why does it seem like I've been here before?
I do want to say, I know you kind of touched on this part. The other people in the timeline, like our loved ones and stuff, those mm-hmm. are the same souls too.
Yeah.
Those are the versions of them that are also in that timeline, but they're the same souls and the same back, you know, you have the same stories. And
yeah, and we're all doing this.
Yeah.
Every single one of us are doing this. We have infinite possibilities and probabilities and infinite us is doing all these different things. They have infinite thems doing all these. And so we're all doing, and we just shift. We're all having these roles, and maybe, you know, we might, like I was saying, the roles might shift a little bit, only in that, not necessarily like you were my sister, but now you're my mother. You know, it doesn't shift that way. It shifts in that the role that you're playing, where you might be an adversary, but now you're a friend. Now you're a, you know, might shift like that. You were once, it's like, it does different shades. Kind of thing, you know, so it's like moving that way.
Yeah. I mean, there's infinite answers to a timeline question, really. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a fun mind twisting.
It really is.
Yeah. Place to go.
I sat down at an event where all my relatives were at it, and I sat down and I was sitting next to my brother. And he was, and I think I might have shared this one before, but he was talking about how he was, I remember when Dad used to make us do the rosary every night for 30 days in a row. After dinner, we always had to do the rosary. And I'm sitting there going, boy, I must have been a baby. I don't remember that. And then my sister, who was sitting on the other side of me, I was sandwiched between them, and she's 4 years younger than me. And she goes, oh, I remember that. I hated that. And I'm like, wait a minute. If she remembers that, then I was definitely old enough to remember that. Why don't I remember that? That would be an example of a timeline shift. I'm now on a timeline where that experience happened, but I don't have the memory of that one. I on my timeline, we didn't do that. So So that could be kind of like the butterfly effect, right? Like the movie where he goes and he changes certain things and then he comes back and things are different.
Things are
That's a
different.
big scale. That's a big scale of timeline jumping. But in the little scale of things, it's usually little things that we will have noticed. Or for me, it's we've talked about it, buildings that weren't there yesterday. What happened? I don't remember. I just drove by here and that building wasn't there. That kind of thing. I've had that happen. And I see it more so in the environment, the things around me versus, like, say, the relationship parts, the people in my relationships, unless I'm actually working on that relationship and that's where the shift is happening. But sometimes it's just in what am I creating for my career or my whatever. And I shift into another timeline with that. And I'll notice it more in my outer world, whatever, like my reality. But anyway, so yeah, that's a fun one.
And here's something. I was studying Neville Goddard there for a while, and it was interesting how to see, because he was writing these things back in the 50s, I think it was or earlier maybe even, and it was interesting. I look at what he says and I'm like, oh, what he's talking about, because you're moving, you're changing. I'll explain what he was describing. I'm like, but actually it was you're changing timelines. He didn't say that because he didn't understand that at that point, but he was like talking about like how you can change your reality by how you think about it. There was an example of someone who was dreading to go to work all the time because her boss was so horrible to her, and she was just, I can't, he's just so mean and he's so hateful and he's so this, and every day he was just horrible to her and just very demeaning and stuff. And so then he was telling her, why don't you think about your boss differently? Why don't you imagine where a world where he is, this way, or appreciating you or whatever. And so she starts doing that and she feels it in everything. And then amazingly, she goes to work and he is doing that. Well, see, she shifted timelines is what she did. She went to the timeline that was in alignment and matched her state of thought and belief now. See how, so there's that's how it works.
We have like
Same
1 minute.
people, they just act differently.
We have 1 minute. Can you believe that?
Can we what?
We have 1 minute. We got to wrap up.
We gotta wrap up. Oh my gosh, it's really fast. Okay. Hi, everybody. Anyway, everything you ever want to know, QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. We have Sedona Retreat. We have courses, QHHT Level 1. Tracy has a coupon code to get 10% off. And then we also have Level 2. I mean, we have everything you want to know on there. What would their coupon code be?
Coupon code, the magic is real, all one word. That'll get you 10% off your level one course.
And then where can they find you?
You can find me at qhhtofficial.com under Find a Practitioner. I'm in Portland, Oregon, just outside of the city of Portland. And or you can find me at tracymahan.com and you can come check out my website. So yeah, very good.
Super. And
All
thank you
right.
so much, Tiffany. And thank you, everyone, for being here. We love you. And I'm so glad to be back in this
We're
timeline.
back in this timeline. Thank you,
Love
Tiffy.
you. Yeah, thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.